Book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 3. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. Whoa. Mom, how can I get to God? According to his obituary, that's the question that a 5-year-old child asked his mother just 4 days before he died. She answered, "I can't tell you how to get there. But if you need to get there, you'll know how." I can't tell you? This is not some insignificant tidbit of trivia. This is the ultimate question of life. It's the ultimate statistic. 1 out of 1 die. Unless judgment day comes first. Every one of us is going to die. We're going to face judgment day. And yet, I can't tell you? She might have at least indicated that the question is important by suggesting, well, let's find an answer. And yet what follows is even worse. You will know the way. That's meaning that you can find the answer inside of yourself. This is a denial that there is an objective, true answer, claiming instead what you discover inside yourself. That's reality. Imagine for a moment that an engineer was building a bridge in your area, and he had an interview and announced, "You know, I've never bothered to study the relative strength of materials nor the stress and support principles. I'm going to just build this bridge on the basis of what I discover inside myself." And then he leans over to the interviewer and says, "I'm going to tell you the amazing discovery I've had within myself. I'm going to build this bridge out of spaghetti." Are you going to be the first one to cross it? He discovered it inside of himself, so it must be real, right? This mother's philosophy is called postmodernism. And it claims there is no objective truth. Reality is only what you discover inside yourself. As our society has moved ever more in this direction of denying objective truth and reality, it's increasingly embraced virtual reality as if it is real. And so movies have sometimes even presented that reality is only your imagination. And yet, nobody in that searching for reality inside of themselves has been able to eliminate death. The cold, stark reality of death facing every one of us should drive home how foolish this idea is that you only discover reality within yourself. God declares reality. "I will by no means acquit the wicked." Those words were first addressed to the people of Nineveh. You may recall that God had sent the prophet Jonah to Nineveh, warning them of God's judgment, and they repented. And God gave them the one reality that does deliver from death: forgiveness in Jesus Christ, and life. But soon Nineveh returned to the presumption that they could discover their own reality. They could do what served them best, using the gifts that God had provided to tyrannize, plunder, slaughter, enslave, and murder. For 150 years, the Lord patiently waited for them to repent. What does our text say? The Lord is slow to anger, but great in power. And so now he sent Nahum to them, warning, your judgment is coming. In fact, God challenges them. Fortify your walls, multiply your soldiers, see if it does any good. Your judgment is real. In fact, God even told them how it's going to come. Verse 8, in an overwhelming flood. Chapter 2, I'm going to break open the gates of your river so your palaces are washed away. And so it came to pass that the river and the Babylonians swept Nineveh out of history. Their unrelenting presumption brought God's judgment. Unfortunately, America often shows the attitude that we can do anything we set our mind to. That's the path of the judgment that came on Nineveh. The Lord declares the reality, I will by no means acquit the wicked. But you know, we need to point that finger of judgment at ourselves. How often do you and I follow the wicked presumption that I'm going to determine reality for myself? I'm going to do what's best for me. We are sinners. In our wicked reality, we would never be acquitted. But Jesus Christ has established for you the one reality that does deliver you from death. He gave his holy, precious blood to wash you clean. Your sins have been forgiven. The glorious reality of his resurrection says to you, because I live, you shall live also. In him, you have been acquitted, declared the holy, righteous children of God. How can I get to God? Thank God that you do know that answer. Because Jesus Christ himself has told you the only answer. John 14, I am the way. And thank God that the Lord does not acquit the wicked. For Jesus became the wicked one in place of you and me. And he was not acquitted. He took our death on himself so that we might be acquitted, so that he can say to you who are in Christ Jesus, you will never, by no means, be convicted. Romans 10, whoever believes on Jesus will never, in no way, be put to shame. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 278, stanzas 1 and 5.